Whitman to Louisa Van Velsor Whitman, March 29, 1864. Washington, Tuesday afternoon, March 29. Dearest Mother, I have written to George again to Knoxville. Things seem to be quiet down there so far. We think here that our forces are going to be made strongest here in Virginia this spring, and everything bent to take Richmond. Grant is here. He is now down at headquarters in the field, Brandy Station. We expect fighting before long. There are many indications. I believe I told you they had sent up all the sick from front. About 4 nights ago, we had a terrible rainy afternoon and night. Well, in the middle of the worst of the rain at night, there arrived a train of sick and wounded, over 600 soldiers, down at the depot. It was one of the same old sights. I could not keep the tears out of my eyes. Many of the poor young men had to be moved on stretchers with blankets over them, which soon soaked as wet as water in the rain. Most were sick cases, but some badly wounded. I came up to the nearest hospital and helped. Mother, it was a dreadful night last Friday night. Pretty dark, the wind gusty, and the rain fell in torrents. One poor boy, this is a sample of one case out of the 6,000, he seemed to me quite young. He was quite small. I looked at his body afterwards. He groaned some as the stretcher bearers were carrying him along, and again as they carried him through the hospital gate. They set down the stretcher and examined him, and the poor boy was dead. They took him into the ward, and the doctor came immediately, but it was all of no use. The worst of it is, too, that he is entirely unknown. There was nothing on his clothes or anyone with him to identify him, and he is altogether unknown. Mother, it is enough to rack one's heart, such things. Very likely his folks will never know in the world what has become of him. Poor, poor child, for he appeared as though he could be but 18. I feel lately as though I must have some intermission. I feel well and hearty enough, and was never better, but my feelings are kept in a painful condition a great part of the time. Things get worse and worse as to the amount and sufferings of the sick, and as I have said before, those who have to do with them are getting more and more callous and indifferent. Mother, when I see the common soldiers, what they go through and how everybody seems to try to pick upon them, and what humbug there is over them everyhow, even the dying soldier's money stolen from his body by some scoundrel attendant or from some sick ones, even from under his head, which is a common thing. And then the agony I see every day, I get almost frightened at the world. Mother, I will try to write more cheerfully next time, but I see so much. Well, goodbye for present, dear mother. Walt. Mother, I got your letter telling me you were better. Have you got quite well? I wish you would write very soon again, too. I feel uneasy about you. I send my love to Jeff and Matt and all.